毁灭了死亡，藉着福音彰显了不朽的生命。
Spirit. Glory to you, O Lord.
Chapter 5, verses 1 to 9. After this, the words of peace of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And there is in Jerusalem at the chief gate a pool, all in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of people, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there, who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" Simon answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool. And the water is stirred up. When I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat and walked.
Praise be to Lord Jesus Christ.
This is exactly what happened to the paralyzed man
with today's gospel event. This man was lying down at the pool of Bethesda for the last 38 years. Because he was bodily
blind.
And there were a lot of sick people lying down there at the front of his pool. Because there was a common belief among the
Jews.
Believed that the angel of the Lord would descend into the pool and stir the water. The belief was that the first person who is taken down to the water will come out healed. Because of this open belief, a lot of blind and lame and crippled were all gathered at the back of his pool. Jesus went into the crowd of the sick people. And Jesus called this man lying down there for the last 38 years. And Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be healed?" What's the meaning of this question? Of course, this man wanted to be healed. And yet, Jesus is asking him, "Do you want to be healed?" The reply of this man reveals to us the meaning of the
question.
This man replied to Jesus, "Master, how can I be healed? I have no one. No one to stand by
me."
And Jesus looked at
him.
With every sick person, there was someone standing there to care for the sick person. When the water is moved, the sick person will not be able to be alert to go down to the water. The person standing by will take the sick person down to the water. That's how the people were healed. This man had no chance of healing at all. Because no one cared for him. He poured out all that pain of loneliness in the presence of Jesus. Every time the water was moved, and the sick were taken down to the water and they were healed, this man would be sad, angry, and
lonely.
The question in the mind of this man, if only one person stood by me, if only I had
one person cared for me, I would have
Accidentally, he happened to be in the classroom. And there his father was sitting alone. He was breathing with his dark. And he watched what the father was doing. His father was taking pieces of paper from the earth. In every piece of paper, he would write something. And throw the piece of paper through the window outside. The father was doing this again and again. The boy was curious what the father was writing. He went to the other side of the room and picked up the pieces of paper the father had thrown out. He read one piece of paper. His father had written. Mary looked after our children. Mary was the name of his mother, the wife of his
husband.
The boy was puzzled at what he read. He read the second piece of paper. The same thing was written. Mary looked after our children. And every other piece of paper this man had written the same
thing.
For a moment, the boy was wonderstruck. Why did that
happen?
And suddenly it dawned on the boy, the father was going to commit
suicide.
And trusting the children to his
wife.
The boy began to shiver. He could not go home. He thought his father might hang himself in the school itself. He hid himself by the side of a tree. The father slowly got up and walked and went home. The boy followed. Before the boy went to bed, he made sure the father was in the bed. In the morning, when the boy woke up, the first thing he did was to check the room of the father where the father was
sleeping.
Christ entered into the boy that the father could commit suicide any time and he would be alone. And that Christ grieved him all the time. From then on, the boy would not study well. However much he worked hard, he would not get much mark in the
exam.
Somehow he managed to complete his studies. But or the clear lithium oil.
I know,
the insecurity that he would be left alone in the world. I told him, what Jesus said. Jesus said to the apostles, I will never leave you alone.
And so the
I told this young man, that is the prophet's chief. Jesus will never leave you alone. And again, I opened to them what Jesus said, I will be with you always. I told him, Jesus will fulfill the promise. I asked him to pray. Thank you, Jesus, for being with me. Thank you, Jesus, you will never leave me alone. Thank you, Jesus, you are always there for me. I asked him to repeat his prayer. Again and again, a thousand times a day. That prayer entered into
heaven.
And a great sense of an assurance that Jesus will be there for him came into his heart. And he was healed of his insecurity, anxiety, and depression. This is what the Lord is going to do to us. And we are today not able to experience the joy and peace of the Lord. The Lord will manifest His power and love to us. I will come to you, Jesus. I will come to you,
Jesus.
I will come in service of the Lord's
sheep.
We are lost in many experiences of our
past.
We were rejected in our relationships. We were depressed because of the many failures of our past. We were abandoned by the people we cared for. We were deceived by the people we trusted. And this has happened to all of us in one way or another. All these negative events have filled us with painful memories of our past. All these memories the Lord will wash away. Giving us the assurance of His love. With St. Paul, we will be able to say, if God is there for us, who can be against
us?
That confidence of love is what we are waiting for. as we proceed to the altar tree, the Lord will invite to us many events of the heart.
I think you will be able to do it.
Thank you.